My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The show stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I'm so glad that you take the time to tune into the show throughout the week and send me great questions and good information and all those wonderful things that we have available at our fingertips that are out there to stay in touch. Because I'll tell you, we're learning a lot more. We're learning a lot more about our health, and we are ready to be able to get healthier than we've been in a long time. I think some of it is out of desperation and frustration. I think some of it is we're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I think that there's a lot of us out there that maybe have gotten bad news with our health reports, our blood works, our checkups, and now we're kind of facing a frustration. And you know what? It's okay. I mean, it's going to teach us some good information, and hopefully we're going to learn some of the good stuff that we need to learn along the way to be better and healthier than we've been in a long time. This is the Staying Healthy radio show, and I thank you for tuning in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And I'm really happy that we can offer podcasts for the people that are not able to tune in live, or for those of you that want to go back and listen again, or you heard a show that you thought was really, really good or apropos to a friend or a family member or a coworker, and you want them to listen, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. You just simply click on the icon, download the shows when it's convenient for you. So it's a really great service, and I thank Lotus and my awesome producer for doing that for us. Of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They make it right, they make it easy, and they get us healthy. Because when you have that many people in a store with that much knowledge and that much education, in a store that only carries the best of the best products, you're going to do well. You're going to see great success, and you're going to be able to have people that you can speak with, chat with, and get your education as well as your questions answered to be able to have better dialogue. Visit them as soon as you can and start on your healthy journey with great support, great prices, and also the best of the best products at your fingertips. Today, we're going to be talking about a great line of herbal products called Cedar Bear. And of course, the full line is at Stay Healthy as well. And you're going to really, really enjoy this because my guests today have brought back amazing herbal supplements to the industry. Because, you know, there was a time, well, we just had to choke those puppies down and they were not good. And although they could be recommended to us way back then, mine always ended up at the back of my cabinet because I just couldn't do it. But you're going to learn today that liquid herbal tinctures can not only be amazingly effective and beneficial to your good health and your preventive health, but they can also taste absolutely incredible too. Carl and Joan Robinson are health educators and co-founders of liquid dietary supplement manufacturer Cedar Bear Naturals. A clinical and formulary herbalist and nutritional therapist with a master of herbology and herbal pharmacognosy and pharmacology, Carl has been an insider to the herbal products industry for 30 years and was involved in the passage of state legislation that in turn became the template for the federal government's Dietary Supplements Health Education Act of 1984, or DSHEA. He's also the author of numerous white papers and published works and educational courses on herbs and natural health. Over 30 years ago, he developed a unique multi-step approach to producing liquid herbs without alcohol. The Tinctrack process was born that Cedar Bear still uses today. Joan is a traditional herbalist, a yoga instructor, a meditation facilitator, an organic gardener, and the former lead writer for a nationally distributed herb journal and natural health newsletter. She's the daughter of an MD internist who co-founded the largest medical clinic in the Northwest. Herself being afflicted with a disabling autoimmune condition at a very early age was something that she overcame She did it by utilizing natural holistic means. So she's got that firsthand experience with using a natural approach to health being. Help me welcome my good friends and awesome peers in this great industry that I'm in, Carl and Joan Robinson. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Thank you so much.
Has it got hot down there yet?
No, we're barely under like 110, so we're just warming up.
Wow. Yeah, it's been pleasant up here.
Oh, I bet it has. How's the dogs doing?
They're doing great.
Oh, very, very well. Thank you very much. They're loving this summer.
Yeah, it's a beautiful country up there. You guys do have God's beautiful country around you, so that's wonderful. Hey, I got to tell you, I was talking to somebody the other day, and this is someone who, over the years, has told me how many times they hated liquid herbs. And it's come up in conversations. I've known them for 20 years. Nah, I use capsules and tablets because I can't do those liquid herbs. Leaves a real bad taste in my mouth from the 80s and the 90s. And I'm like, all right. So somehow he ended up over at Stay Healthy getting his normal stuff. And he decided that he was going to try one of the singular herbs. I can't remember which one it was. And he called me up and he left me a message. He goes, we have to talk. And I thought something was wrong. So he calls me up and I said, what's up? And he's like, did you know that these cedar bear herbs taste absolutely incredible? And I'm like, really? I mean, really? I said, are you new? Have you heard me? How many times have you heard me talk about this? And he's like, but did you? I said, yes, I knew firsthand. My palate knows intimately. And so now he went back and got three or four more, and now he's got about nine of them on his counter, and he is now an herbal rah-rah cheerleader for your line.
Oh, that is so fun. That is really, and I'll add that, thank you, that we have a granddaughter in Kansas that came out for a couple of weeks, and she'd not ever tried them, and she was working with us with some of our radio work. We have some good ones for you, Jeff. Anyway, little Stella, 9 years old, she says, well, can I taste them? Well, of course. She tastes one. She goes, oh, it's wonderful. She tastes another. Oh, it's even better. Tastes another. Oh, I love this. She says, okay, now I know why Cedar Bear's named Cedar Bear. These taste like honey, and bears love honey.
There you go.
And so it makes sense that you'd be named Cedar Bear.
Well, you know,
from
I think
a 9 year old, a precocious 9 year old.
You know, that's okay because you know what? Whatever it takes for them to be able to have that philosophy is perfectly fine with me.
Yeah.
So I'm loving it. So thank you for sharing. You know, today I know we're going to talk about kids, speaking of. And
yep.
I know we're going to be able to talk about what's going on with kids' health. Do you think, because you have kids and you've raised children, I do not. And I'm wondering, do you think the state of health for children has changed that much since you had your kids? I'm curious.
Oh, it really is. We've got a crisis out there for health from itty-bitty babies on up. We're so stressed. Our world has a lot of toxicity in it. Little ones are even being born, you know, deficient because their mothers may have and parents may have been deficient. And it is affecting blood pressure, kidney health, heart health, cholesterol levels, even in the children, and definitely the obesity issues.
Well, I think that the crisis, the biggest thing that has driven the crisis is two things, Jeffrey, and that is, one is the kids are not getting enough good water or water to drink throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is, you know, in the times past, our kids would go outside, they played, they get thirsty. They knew they were thirsty, so they'd go and they'd grab a hose. Oh, mercy, you know, that was the days when you could drink out of a hose and not worry about toxins and stuff. But they'd get themselves, you know, replenished with water throughout their play day. That's the first thing, is the water issue. And then the fact of going out and playing, kids today are not doing that. They're in front of the screens, you know, whether that's a computer or a Game Boy screen, but now more than ever, it's a cell phone screen. And they're doing their little games, or they're sitting there texting, and they spend hours a day doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very, very inactive and not as active as they used to be. And because of that, parents have allowed those items to become their babysitter. So parents are not really interconnecting with their kids like they did in days, you know, even as recently as 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And part of that also is not watching a child's nutritional intake and needs closely. So, yes, there are concerns today. The concerns actually are a bit different. They're more artificial, more electronically based as far as causative factors. So much of a concern, in fact, that we now have child psychologists and therapists speaking up on nationwide forums saying, get your kids off of those darn cell phones and Game Boys and get them outside playing.
Mm-hmm. You know, the activity part is, and I was talking to a friend about this the other day. I said, do you remember when we were kids, because we grew up in the same neighborhood back in the Midwest, and you know, you'd get home, you'd do your chores, you'd do your homework, you'd eat dinner, put on your play clothes, go outside, and you would stay out as long as you could until that street light came on and your butt better been on the porch. And but you couldn't get it, you couldn't get us in the house. We didn't want to be in the house. And now today, I literally, in my neighborhood, I see kids getting on the bus once in a while. I never see a kid. I haven't seen a kid in years. I don't know where they go. They go inside, go to their room, and they're on their electronics. They're never outside. You don't see basketball nets. You don't see anything in the streets. You don't see kids on bikes. Nothing. All year long. You just don't see them. You see them on Halloween, and then they're gone again.
So yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. And
so that's a huge thing for your children's health, is get them and grandchildren's and nieces and nephews.
Get them outside.
Get them outside.
You know, and make sure during the summer they're wearing a hat and they have a bottle of water with them.
You know what's really funny is my friend took her kids, and her kids are, she's a single mom and she's got three kids, and they're great kids and they're great students and they're A students, and but they're kids, you know, they're 10, 12, and I think 14. So she just got back from vacation, and the kids wanted to, she made them leave all their phones, all their iPads and everything at home. And she said the ride there was brutal. She said, but once we got there, and it was this place where there was cabins and lakes and all this stuff, they met a bunch of kids their own age. They had a great time. They were three-wheeling, fishing, hiking, doing all this stuff. And she said, only the first day was a problem. She said, after that, she goes, everything was great, and the kids had a wonderful time and didn't even miss the electronics because they were unplugged.
Beautiful.
And you know what's amazing in that story that has consistently been shown to be the case? Kids are amazingly adaptive and very quick at it.
Wow.
So parents do not need to fret, oh my gosh, this is going to be a horrible vacation, because as a general rule, the kids, they kick in and they do it quickly. And you know, if the parents are helping, you know, providing the activities and getting them out there. When we're up at the beach home along the coast of southern Washington, Long Beach, the cell phone reception up there is, it's the
crucial.
So it forces the kids to put their phones and gadgets down and go out to the beach and have fun.
Well, you know, it's a different world out there. You know, I think when we were growing up, you know, we lived in the country, we had good water, good fruits and vegetables and stuff, and vitamins and supplements, you know, if they were talked about at all, they were talked about for much older people. But, you know, when you're dealing with herbs, you know, we're retraining mentality out there, and I know you're doing it every single day, because there is still that mentality out there that herbs are only medicine, and they're only used when you need them. And you know, because there was a time when that was our only medicine, was herbal medicine. There was nothing else. There was no drug stores on the counter. There was no drive-up pharmacies. It was herbal medicine. How do you teach people that they're supplements, not just medicine?
Well, we were actually the very first company to enter the marketplace with a full lines of formulas. And a major part of our spiel was not only that we provided products that had traditional corrective properties to them, but as important, not secondly, but as important, was that being a liquid product that was totally alcohol-free, therefore none of the components that we extracted were denatured or rendered inert, that we had micronutrients and certain kind of cofactors in our products that also had a profound beneficial effect at a nutritional level, a cellular nutritional level. And this was something I had never seen done with herbal products, particularly liquid herbal products, out there in the industry. We were the first to introduce the concept of nutritional herbology.
So the Cedar Bear products, whatever they are, whatever its use is for, is a true dietary supplement, and it helps your body absorb your nutrients from your diet as well as the nutrients from the herbs themselves.
Do you feel that because of the quick effectiveness into the system, that using some of these on a regular basis would be a great way to start the day of a kid? And you don't have to send them with them. You may give them their dose in the morning before their breakfast, and it's out of the way, and you know it's done, or you decide what they're using, and you add it to their smoothie, you blend it up, they have their smoothie, you know, as a parent, that it's done. I just think that it's really, really easy because you're not waiting for them to swallow something and not giving them an overly sugary gummy or anything like that. You're just putting it in, you know, and working it into their routine. I have a parent that puts it in their yogurt every morning. They don't even know they're getting it. She adds fruits and things and chia seeds, and, you know, they're perfectly fine. She makes oatmeal, and when the oatmeal is almost cool and it's just very tepid, she adds the herbs to that as well. They don't know. She throws fruit on top and walnuts. They don't know, you know, but she feels good that she's sending them off for the day with a little bit of bubble wrap around them.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Yes, you know, the formulas for children that are specifically for helping them build their health on a daily basis are really, really important. Your herbal minerals builds strong bodies a bazillion ways. Your blood builder with iron helps, you know, fortify their health through their blood. And the immune builder is just absolutely wonderful for supporting a stronger immune system. These are three that are just real good everydayers. And, you know, here's the philosophy that helps people to understand. Remember that old story I was told when I was, you know, young, that it's better up the top of the hill to put a fence around the top of the hill rather than just the ambulance waiting at the bottom of the valley for when someone goes rocketing their car off the road and crashes in the valley. Do the building the fence up top of the hill. You're going to be healthier. You're going to have less problems picking up fewer pieces.
Do you think... Somebody just chimed in. She says, I have younger kids, like 7, 8, and 10. She said, where do they fall into this protocol? Because I love herbs, and I actually use some of the Cedar Bear herbs, and I never even asked if there were kids available. I mean, they're right there, so she's just missed it. But she's wondering about her kids, the younger ones.
Well, I appreciate her asking that question. In a nutshell, it was our kids' products, what was our initial entry into the marketplace. So we've been in the marketplace doing kids' products. We were the first to do a full line of formulas for kids and in the industry by a full 2-3 years before anyone else did an alcohol-free product in the industry. Even one of the well-known names out there happened after us. And so we've been doing it longer than anyone. We know more about it than anyone. We have more experience on the clinical formulary formulation side than anyone else in the industry. So as we say, why would you want to even look at anybody else's children's products when we've got the years, the experience, and the great tasting products?
Oh, and they taste so great. Carl originally developed that first line of children's products because the Tinctrac process makes them taste great.
Yep.
Little ones can't swallow pills, won't or don't want to do yucky, neither do adults, right, Jeff?
No.
And so it's a perfect, perfect direction to go. And you can mix them in anything you want, but kids love them just straight. They are so yummy. And one additional thing, a lot of our adult formulas are based on the children's formulas that came first.
You know, I was of course, I've been around a long time, like you guys have as well. But I remember when your children line broke, and I remember learning about your line before I even knew you. And you know, but what they failed to tell me at that point in time was the lack of alcohol in the product. Otherwise, I would have been on board a long time before I have been on board, which has already been a long time.
They're totally alcohol-free. Oh, we don't have any in our facility for manufacturing.
Love it. Zero. No, I think it's fantastic because, you know, I hate to say it, and I say this every time we're together, but you know what? It needs repeating every single time. We run and drive with our palate. Our palates are very powerful. And if you want to see how powerful your palate is, get a taste in your mind that you need. Like, you want pizza, you want chicken, you want something, and you don't give it to it. And the next day, you still want pizza and chicken or French fries. And you go long enough, and guess who's going to win that fight? Your palate. Your palate is going to tell you you're going to be driving through or sitting down and ordering those foods, or you're going to have them delivered, which is really nice because you can just get away with anything having it delivered. And you're going to eat those foods because your palate is that strong. So when you convince your palate and let it experience wonderful taste sensations, your palate is strong enough to tell you how amazing it is, and your body's going to want it because that's how strong your tongue and your palate are. So where do moms start? You know, we're in the summer right now, so maybe the herbs that we use in the summer would be different than the back to school. So we're thinking vacation, we're thinking out in the sun, we're thinking at the water parks, camping, traveling, doing all that. Any good tips for the moms and for the dads and for the parents and the kids in the summer? Maybe something to protect them while they're traveling around other people, maybe?
Oh, wow, yes.
Well, what I was going to say, and then I'm going to let Joan take it from there, there are a few basics of the Cedar Bear kids product line that need to be taken into consideration during the summer. I think the most important, and Joan will give more detail on that, is the daily herbals for kids. You know, they need to keep their minerals
herbal minerals. Mm-hmm.
And that's very important. The next thing is the digestive build. And the reason why, during the summer, you're eating certain foods, subjecting yourself to all those hot dogs, those hamburgers, you know, the picnic foods, they call it, going to the celebrations, and that can really hit the digestive system. And then just having there, you know, in the background for, you know, when it's needed, is the bowel relaxer, which is a sort of laxative product there. Those are three products, I think, that during summer months absolutely have to be there. Then for kids that have the ragweed, the allergies and things like that, we have an herb for that also. So Joan.
Okay, great. You know, one of the things that kids get into, and especially our little ones, and that's the neat thing about the Cedar Bear herbs for kids, is that they have been formulated for even our itty bitty ones. Okay, you just give them a little less. And so they get into the dirt. They're around their animals. They play with, everything goes in their mouths. And so intestinal cleanse is a really important thing to do a couple of times a year for your kids, because it'll take care of those, nasty things that are in the dirt.
I'd say a couple of times during the summer.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, uh-huh. So intestinal cleanse is one of those things that can help out clear out the unwanted wigglies and squigglies that may get inside our kids' digestive systems. Definitely there's all that stuff in the air, the dust, the pollens, and all that. And so that's when you look at the, what's it called? Respirees for dealing with those kinds of things, the dust and pollen issues.
Now, this just came in. It says, I understand these because I do use some of the adult formulas, but my daughter and her kids are coming to stay with me for 6 months, and I'm going to want them to use some of these formulas. Can the children's formulas be used daily? Did I understand that right? Or am I thinking that I only heard that you use them when you need them? What a great question.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we have both, daily use and direct aids.
Right. Like if you've got the sinuses are giving trouble right now, sinus support blend, that's a short-term use one that you use when you need it. If you've got a snuffle, you know, issue, the seasonal winter and summer issues that come along, the wild cherry respiratory blend helps dry that out and helps you get over it.
But down your way, you would use the other one.
Because you're too dry.
You use the Mullen
respiratory formula. If they're dry coughs.
And then, of course, something that's not used every day but used when needed would be, again, the intestinal cleanse. Products that would be used for the kids on a daily basis might be the daily herbals. The digestive build for the kids can be used every day. And the there's another one, too. What's that, Joan?
The blood builder, definitely a strength, and herbal minerals, yes. And the immune builder.
Immune builder.
You can use the chamomile calm regularly when you have a kid that's fussy, tummy fussy, or sleep not settling down.
Oh, yeah.
That's an amazing little formula. And another really, really great one is the focus and attention for your overactive kids that can't focus.
Now, I know we're throwing a lot of these at you, so we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll be back with Carl and Joan Robinson. Remember, it's the Cedar Bear line available every day at Stay Healthy. Get your pencil, get your pen, get your iPhone, get your texting, wherever you're going to write stuff down, your shopping list, and then we'll go through some of these again so you won't have to stand there and say, what do they say? We'll be right back with my guests. Stay tuned.
Raw Fit is a raw, certified organic high-protein powder specifically designed for people seeking to lose weight and burn fat while maintaining healthy blood sugar levels. One serving of Raw Fit delivers 28 grams of protein from 13 raw organic sprouts, featuring organic sprouted brown rice protein with all essential amino acids and a high biological value. Raw Fit includes all the components of a raw protein found in nature, such as undenatured protein, fat-soluble vitamins, protein digesting enzymes, and live probiotics, in addition to clinically studied ingredients to help you burn fat, maintain healthy blood sugar, boost your energy, lose weight, and look great. Raw Fit includes 400 milligrams of Svetol, which is the clinically studied amount. This naturally decaffeinated green coffee bean extract that works as a fat burner by reducing glucose intestinal absorption and inhibiting the enzyme glucose 6 phosphatase in the liver, which helps the body burn fat instead of sugar. In the clinical study, 50 participants with a BMI of 25 or higher lost an average of 10.9 pounds over 60 days versus 5.4 pounds for the placebo group. Svetol showed significant weight loss results, doubling the effects of their weight loss efforts. Our decaffeinated green coffee extract is obtained from raw coffee beans, selected for their natural richness in chlorogenic acids. Chlorogenic acids belong to a group of polyphenols, which are powerful antioxidants and play a critical role in supporting healthy blood sugar levels and metabolism by limiting the release of glucose into the general circulation, thus encouraging the mobilization of the only other form of reserve in the organism, fat, resulting in the increase of lean body mass to fat ratio. Clinically studied ashwagandha 300 milligrams in this formula helps support cortisol levels and manage stress-related cravings. Raw food created chromium 120 micrograms is included to support the action of insulin, a hormone critical to the metabolism and storage of carbohydrate, fat, and protein in the body. Prohydrolase is an enzyme that builds muscle mass and accelerates muscle recovery when used as an ingredient in protein supplements or meal replacements. Raw Fit is raw, vegan, certified USDA organic, and non-GMO verified. Diabetic friendly, low glycemic index, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Raw Fit is now the number one selling product in the entire natural products industry, according to SpinScan data 12 weeks ending 9/28/13. Raw Fit is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
Name your most prized possession. Is it your home, your luxury car, or maybe it's your 300-foot-long yacht you take out on the weekend? Truth is, none of these are the right answer. Your most prized possession is your health. Think about it. When your stomach's upset, you can't enjoy anything. Not your home, your car, or even relaxing on your yacht. Take care of yourself with Natron's Healthy Trinity, the probiotic supplement designed to keep your digestive system in balance. Natron is the probiotic pioneer. It established the probiotic category in the health food industry. Healthy Trinity is doctor-recommended, hospital-accepted, and improves the quality of your life. Natron Healthy Trinity is the premier probiotic, helping with regularity, occasional indigestion, upset stomach, and embarrassing gas. Healthy Trinity works.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Smiths Town and Country Center.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You need to check out the full line of Cedar Bear Naturals. These Tinktrack liquid herbals are phenomenal. You'll love them for the taste, but you will come back for the quality, the effectiveness, and, you know, just the way that they make you feel. And I love them. I call them herbs on the go. And the reason I do that is because you can take them anywhere. You can take them straight in your mouth. You can add them to your tea. You can add them to food. You can add them to smoothies. But you know what? When you start using them, you're going to want to take them with you. I have a friend that has a whole set at work and a whole set at home because he got tired of carrying the bottles. So he's got them at work as well. And he is a huge fan of the line. And I think that's wonderful. So check out the full line of Cedar Bear Naturals Tinktrack Liquid Herbal. You're going to love them. All of the herbal formulas, whether they're the singular herbs or the beautifully blended combinations where we don't have to think because Carl and Joan did all the brain work for us and all we have to do is use these wonderful, wonderful products, or the kids line, definitely keep that in mind. You'll find them at Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Go in there for great help as well because they will steer you right to the section and answer all your questions about the Cedar Bear line of products. So, Carl, Joan, answer me a question. How does it happen in school these days with kids? Are kids allowed to take a tincture to school with them, or do they have to be like administered by a nurse? I'm wondering.
Oh, that's a great question. Actually, in the school systems today, no, you cannot, a kid cannot take a bottle with them. They can't be caught doing those kinds of things. And if they had to do it, they would have to do it probably through the school nurse. And the problem is the school nurse can't do it because she's bound by the rules of the state medical board. So that's why the parents have got to make sure these kids get their herbs before they go to school and immediately after they get home, because during school hours it's pretty strict. And you know what? I don't disagree with the rule, because there's a lot of shenanigans and things that can happen when things, you know, are too liberal that way. So I'm glad you asked that question.
And Cedar Bear products are dietary supplements.
Yeah.
Not medicine.
You know, I think I agree with you, Carl. And I'll tell you, probably for the same but almost a different reason. I remember my mother, when we were kids, she had a vitamin that she had us using. We'd take it to school, and I never took it. I threw it away. And my mother used to say, did you take your vitamin? Oh, yeah. So this way, parents can ensure they're giving it to them. They see them using them. They give them to them. They see them using them. So there's a little bit more check and balance this way. Because, you know, as kids, we're going to say, yeah, of course. Yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a question that just came in. We're going camping. Any suggestions for any of these supplements for when we're going camping? We'll be gone for 3 weeks camping in some pretty rugged terrain. I know my kids are going to get into a lot of stuff. Maybe a multiple, maybe something for minerals. We're going to be doing a lot of hiking. My kids are 8, 9, and 10.
Well, that one there, they definitely are going to want to take the herbal minerals and actually put a bunch of it in the drinking water so that they're getting it, get a good dose of it in the morning, and then put some in the drinking water. That's going to be very, very important. Make sure they take the intestinal cleanse, because being out, they can dehydrate slightly and they can get bound up in the bowels. And both the children and the adults need to have both of those products with them.
A
lot of kids get tummy problems, and especially car sickness, nausea, and such like that. And the Tummy Settler is a wonderful formula for that.
You know, when I was a kid, you know, we ate really good food. And the only time we really got tummy problems is when we got away from that and ate bad food. So I look at kids today who live on bad food all the time, and you kind of wonder why they're not having stomach problems all the time. So then I think to myself, does your body just get used to lousy food?
It does, but there's a price to be paid.
I'm sure.
It eventually builds up the deficiency that may not be in the bad food or all the chemicals, additives, and toxic things that are in the bad foods. They build up in the body till eventually something cracks, something breaks, and the immune system goes out of whack. The body's metabolism may go out of whack. A child's not going to get obese right at the front end of taking eating products that are high in high fructose corn syrup or corn syrup sweeteners. But give it over time, and a short time in that instance, and the kid's pancreas and their cell receptors, insulin receptors, are all going to basically break down and say, we can't keep doing this, and boom, they become obese. So, the kids may not be seeing it and feeling it up front, but it's coming. It always comes.
Back to the last question, ouches and aches and pains and things that happen on a camping trip. The White Willow Blend is really nice for helping with the boo-boos and the ouches and the little achy headaches that happen.
Is there a difference in the way that kids would absorb these herbal tinctures between putting it right in the mouth or putting it in a beverage or food? Does it give you the same benefit either way? I've always wanted to ask that.
That's a really good question. I have found that if you're doing a direct aid base, then as focused as possible, like if you're trying to dry down the respiratory system from a sniffles issue and a wet cough and their runny nose, if you give it to them straight and it tastes delicious, the wild cherry respiratory blend, then you don't dilute it in a bunch of things. If you are doing a daily use, mineralizing, you know, strengthening their health, that can go in drinks, in foods, at your meal, like the herbal minerals or the blood builder with iron, which is another good one to take on a long-term trip because it's your super nutritional powerhouse herbal formula.
Somebody just asked, if you add it to tea, does it diffuse the benefit, or should the tea be a little cooler before you add it?
It should be a little cooler.
Okay.
Because there's certain heat sensitive components, because of the way our process is done, that we're able to extract and pull out. So the temperature shouldn't go over 100, 105 degrees, or it will denature some of them. Components. Not all, but some.
But it sure makes your tea yummier. You know, the first time I had someone tell me that he loves, I love your herbs, and I put them in my coffee every day. At first I went, and then I went, wait a minute, coffee's an herb too. So it enhances whatever beverage you're using. They're wonderful.
You know, the other thing is, you know, we have to just continually retrain and re-educate, and that's okay, you know, because we're learning that, you know, new people are coming to the table all the time, and new attitudes are coming. People are changing the way that they looked at their health and nutrition. And I find it quite interesting how many people that I know that I talk with and answer questions with, you know, on my blogs and all that kind of stuff and Facebook and all that, you know, who are, well, they'll show me a list of what they're using, how many of them have herbs now in their daily regimens, and how many of them are using tinctures and using individual products from Cedar Bear and also blended combinations. And they brought another seat to the table, and they're giving them their due and their justification. And that's an eye opening, you know, and mindset restructuring. And I think that's, we're getting the word out.
Yes, that's wonderful. Really. They mix and match, they blend, they add them to your whatever you're doing already, and some of them will replace some of the things you're doing already because they work so good, they taste so good, they're fun to use.
You know, I have a friend that likes to mix his own concoctions. He looks at himself at this kind of like this mad scientist kind of thing, and I'm like, whatever. And but he likes to buy lots of your individual things and make his own things. He mixes them up in little shot glasses and, you know, drops of these and that, and he writes things down of what he's mixing, and then he'll do something for like 2 weeks and chart how he's feeling. And I mean, I think it's funny. I think it's great that he's doing it, and then he'll mix it in juice, or he'll take it a swig, or he'll put it on a spoon, or pour it under his tongue. But, you know, and I tell him all the time, I said, you know, they have blended combinations where they've done all the guesswork, so we don't have to do this. He goes, I know. He says, but he goes, I'm going to create the next best thing. And I said, okay, cool.
Oh, so. That is too fun. And that brings back, yes, there's over 70 single herbs that Cedar Bear does. So you're going to be able to do that. And often the single herbs, if you know what you have, what you want, like chamomile calmer has chamomile, but it has several other herbs that help calm the nerves in the tummy and help a little one of any age drop off to sleep. But you can get a single herb of chamomile and add it to that and have it even more chamomile. So that's an easy example of how a single herb can potentize a formula.
Now, let me ask each of you a question. Do each of you prefer the singular herbs, or do you prefer the blended combinations? I know you probably use both, but do you have a preference?
I like the, personally, the blends as far as day-to-day use, quick go-to. There are times, though, when I might be experiencing something that requires a little more clinical input and thought. Of course, that's a bit of a cheat on my end because I am a clinician, so I'm a little more equipped and adapted to do that, but I'll go to the singles in that instance. But even as a clinician, I still refer to our formulas because they are correctly formulated, they work, and for, you know, 80% of the situations I deal with, they are more than adequate for meeting my needs.
For our own health, we've already done the guesswork. I usually grab a formula or two or three.
Well, you know, I try to tell people all the time, I say, you know, when you're walking into a health food store like Stay Healthy Today, you are in a completely different world than you were in when we started. We had no blends. We had no combinations. We had no Google. We had no Facebook. We had no computers, smartphones, laptops, anything. If we wanted information, we either had to find somebody that knew something, or we had to go to the library and read and go to the little card files and go find a book. And if there were a reference book, you got to use it there. You didn't get to take it home. And you had to do your own research. And then if you found something that looked good, then you had to go searching and trying to find all the things that you put together. You know, you're reading Adele Davis or somebody like that, and she gives you a list of 10 things. And then you go on a treasure hunt to try to find these things. And I said, so we had no luxury at our fingertips. I said, today is the best time in the world to get healthy because guesswork is done, availability is there, knowledge, scientific studies, formulations, people have stumbled and fallen along the way to create what's available today. It's the best time in the world to experience formulations.
It really, really is. It can be so easy, and it is with Cedar Bear formulas.
Another quick question about a mom. She says, every year I send my kids back to school after the summer. They're healthy all summer. Everything's great. 2 weeks into the school year, sick. Every single year. And then we fight with it all the way through Thanksgiving. Antibiotics, doctors, fevers, cough syrup, everything else. I want to try something different this year. I'm listening to your show, Jeff. I used to listen to you. I moved away, and now I'm back. Okay, I've got my grandkids living with me. How do I keep them healthy? When do I start on building their system for school?
Wow. You start now. Excellent question, excellent point. And once you get into that cycle of the fighting the sick, it's so difficult. So start now. Do your herbal minerals. Do your immune builder. And then send them to school having already started immune booster. Mm-hmm. That is the echinacea-based type formula that helps. When that first few days at school, it'll help be a protector. But you don't do that long term. That's only when you think you're going to be exposed to something or are exposed to something.
You know, I love that. That, I mean, there is some preparatory work there. And, you know, we think about us. We think about things for our bones and our joints and our eyes and cholesterol and triglycerides and arthritis and blood pressure, blood sugar, all that kind of stuff that we as adults are doing preventively and medicinally. But how often do we think about preparing our kids? I don't know if a lot of people think that way.
You prepare your kids, and you're going to have them bringing home fewer things, so you'll have to fight off fewer things.
Regarding that immune comment, you know, the immune boosters used when a person is confronted with a condition, but it's the immune builder that needs to be used. Probably start them at least a couple of weeks before school starts. That's put them on that immune builder to get their system built up so that they can resist any of the things that are thrown at them, because now they're going from a family environment into an environment basically a bunch of stranger kids. They may know the kids, but they don't live with them and play with them every day, and that just becomes a real mulligan stew of germs and bacteria and viruses and all kinds of ucky yucks.
Well, you call that immune compatibility within a family system, that everybody has the same germs they're dealing with, and so they're compatible and they don't get each other sick. Then you send one or more of the family members out into the wild, and that's when all that starts.
Yeah, teachers get hit with this, and when they start the school year, a high percentage of teachers that during the summer were fine and everything, suddenly they have snuffles. They've got all kinds of problems, and what they're doing is they're picking it up from the kids. And it takes about 3-4 months for the class that the kids are in to beginning to get a modicum of immunological compatibility. But until that happens, which doesn't oftentimes happen until after the holiday season, all the kids, there's this cycling of snuffles and fevers and colds and things like that. And it's amazing, because when the new year comes, suddenly the kids are not experiencing it as much. Well, that's because the class has developed a sort of immunological compatibility. But until then, make sure the kids are taking those herbal products of ours that help to build the immune system. And when they do get the snuffles and things like that, take the appropriate formula product.
You know, I have a friend that's a teacher, and she's been listening to the show for a long time. And she said, you know, every year, Jeff, I sit at the front of the room, and I kid you, the first 2 weeks are like the kids are spitting on spitballs with their germs and using slingshots and shooting them at me, because I get sick every year and all of their germs are coming my way. She said, last year, I decided to change my diet a little bit. I started using some of the immune products, because she uses your line. She started those 2 weeks early, and her entire class got sick, and she didn't.
Whoa. All right.
There you go.
So I want to thank you for this. This is good information, and we'll definitely hopefully touch on it right before the school starts again. But, you know, there's nothing better than waking up and looking at my book and seeing that I get to chat with you, too. So thank you for being here today. It's always my pleasure.
And it's our pleasure also, and we wish everybody best of health and a beautiful day.
Have a good day, my friends.
Okie dokie.
Bye.
My guest today, Carl and Joan Robinson, always really fun to chat with. Remember their line, it's called Cedar Bear Naturals Tink Track Liquid Herbals. I know that's a mouthful, but if you go in and just say Cedar Bear, everybody at Stay Healthy will take you over to the Cedar Bear section, and you can go ahead and enjoy these wonderful, great tasting, yeah, I did actually say great tasting tinctures, because many of you have been around like I have for a while. You remember the old alcohol-based tinctures. They're still available. I just can't go there. I don't like the taste. I don't like the idea of the alcohol. I would rather have something that's different. They use glycerin in here. There's no alcohol in the base. I think it's wonderful that you can have something that works so well and be so effective and yet have no terrible taste. I remember growing up, my grandmother would give us liquid herbal tinctures, and she would tell you it's supposed to taste bad. It's supposed to. That's why it works. Well, I had that mentality in my mind for a very long time, and it's what I ran with until I learned that it doesn't have to taste terrible to be effective. So kind of retrain yourself as well, and remember that it can taste wonderful and be amazingly effective. And when it comes to the Cedar Bear line of liquid herbals, you're going to really enjoy the flavor, and you'll come back for the great effects. Remember, the whole line available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I think they're the only store in Las Vegas that carries the entire full line of the products, as well as the kids' products as well. You'll find them at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, of course, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Have you visited their webpage? StayHealthyLasVegas.com. It's a great resource for amazing, in-depth layers and layers of information. And you can enter your email address and start getting newsletters, coupons, and stay connected to the store. And of course, for daily connects, go to their Facebook page, click the like button, and start getting the benefit of their really good posts, the ones that are going to make a difference in your overall good health. And at the same time, great knowledge coming your way every single day through their Facebook page. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. It won't take you long to see that we always talk about the relevant topics for today's world. I want everybody to have an arsenal. I want everybody to have a comfort zone with talking about your health, because that way, and only that way, will you be comfortable having an open dialogue. A dialogue with your friends, your family members, your neighbors, your coworkers, and especially having a dialogue comfortably with your medical practitioner, being able to talk with them about your health and things that you've heard about, and find out whether or not they are things that you can do with your present therapy or protocol or regimen, you know, and being able to learn what's new and what's upcoming and what's available and what you have coming in your direction. You need to know all of that. And you can learn every bit of it, you know, just by applying yourself, asking questions, getting to stay healthy, and talking with people with great knowledge, because they can talk with you about your individual situation. And that's what it's all about. Remember, if you can't tune in live to my show Monday through Friday, remember, go to my Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, click the like button. You'll see me posting what my topic will be. Let's say it's a day that you can listen. That's great. But if it's something you want to listen to and you can't tune in, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download them when it's convenient for you. So if you see a show that you want to listen to and you can listen live, great. If not, no big deal. Podcasts are your backup, and you can go there when it's convenient, still hear the show, still get the information, still get the topic that you wanted to hear, and maybe some good tips along the way, and hear the guests that you wanted to hear about. Guess what? We can always stay in touch that way. And remember, go to Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, type in Stay Healthy Health Food Store, like them both, and stay connected to the stores. Check out Cedar Bear Naturals at Stay Healthy. Have a great day. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.